Panic at the Disco on Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music, and you are seconds away from Miguel and Holly Radio Blogs. But do you want to go to the Billboard Music Awards with us?
Yes!
What was that?
Yes.
Noise.
Wow. Okay, Holly, you good?
Sorry.
Well, our company, somehow we tricked them into sending us to the Billboard Music Awards. And we get to cover it for our whole company, radio stations across the country. And we want to bring you with us to see the Billboard Music Awards. It's happening in a couple of weeks. What do you got to do to make that happen? Download the free Hot 101.5 app and register.
This is Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor. Because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them, dear blog, I've been asked to do something that is awesome, but then also has me freaked out just a little bit.
Okay.
So St. Pete Pride is coming up in June, and it is the largest pride celebration in Florida.
Correct.
Bigger than Miami, than Fort Lauderdale.
Right here in St. Pete.
Right here. Over 250,000 people descend on our city for this weekend in June.
The really Sunshine awesome. City.
Yes, it's so great. Well, the people over at St. Pete Pride, they asked me to write for the Pride Guide, which comes out. It's a magazine that comes out usually at the beginning of June, and it's all around the city, and you can pick it up, and it tells you what's happening for that week of Pride. And normally the past 3 years, I've written an article about something because I do write on the side. But this year, they asked me to interview someone for this article because usually it's just my opinion about whatever the theme of Pride is.
Yeah.
And they asked me to write an article on two of my friends that met about 2 years ago. They've gone through a lot of struggle in their relationship, just dealing with health issues, with just overcoming being in a relationship in 2019 or 2018.
Yeah.
And then they just got married a couple of weeks ago. And so they want me to sort of document, you know, what a modern relationship looks like and the challenges and how you can overcome these challenges.
Got it.
Now, here's why I'm a little nervous. When I write stuff, it's usually, it sounds like my radio blog. It's just me giving my opinion.
You're speaking, you can hear you through the words.
Right. Whereas with this, I got to sit down like Rolling Stone interviewing Cardi B style. And it's like, well, we were at the Mandarin Hyde having copper Moscow mules while he crossed his legs. And I asked, what was it like on your first date?
Yeah, that totally sounds like a Rolling Stone interview.
So I'm just a little nervous because I've never done that before. And I am by no means a journalist of any kind. I just talk. I'm like, here's my opinion. This is what I'm talking about.
But as you always say, the one thing we learned how to do really well in college was ask open-ended questions.
That is true. So I do know how to do that.
At that's all you need to do.
So I have to schedule this interview, and I will be updating you as this goes along. I have a deadline of 3 weeks that I have to get this done.
Oh, dang.
So they asked me yesterday, and I've just been freaking out about it since then.
Okay.
So just know that as this is happening, I need your thoughts and prayers. Thanks.
We got you.
Thanks.
Got you, boo. Dear blog, I inadvertently started a domino effect of crazy at my house. I let my 5-year-old watch a movie that I don't necessarily think she probably should have watched yet.
What was it, like Aliens or E.T.?
Oh, no, no. And this is the thing. Like, she's like in a sudden love affair with musicals, and I'm like loving that because I'm an old theater kid from back in the day. And so at first we watched The Greatest Showman, which I didn't realize, but is a wonderful film.
So good.
So, well, then my boyfriend Justin said, you know what, because he likes musicals too, he's like, we should have her watch Hairspray.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh my gosh, this music is wonderful. My daughter's gonna love this. Like I said, she's 5. So we put this opening song on for her when, if you're not familiar with the movie, the main character gets up out of bed and, you know, she's trying to get herself ready for school and she's so excited. Here we are. Woke up
today. They did this live on Fox a couple of years ago, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Yes, and it was like awesome. I love Hairspray. So we're all singing, and like I'm belting out the lyrics for this. She's getting into it, and we're like, this is so cool.
Yes.
Well, a little bit later on, I suddenly realized the tragic mistake I think I made because this movie is basically about race relations.
Yeah, because it takes place in the 60s,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, like 63, 64. And so they use the N-word, but not like, you know, obviously
The ER?
Right.
Got it.
It's more...
Listen, hold on. Let me help you.
I can't, Miguel.
It's fine. Listen, I know it's very sensitive when you talk about this. I am black, and so there's that sort of, you know, white people feel uncomfortable saying it, which is, you know, you should.
Yeah.
Negro Day.
Yeah.
That's what they say in it.
Yeah.
And it's fine. It's a movie that they, a current movie and an old musical.
Yes.
So it's fine.
Right. So they say that. And honestly, the word itself was a little jarring because I was like, oh, I hope she doesn't say, hey, what's this?
Right.
But then also, like, just the whole theme of, like, you know, black and white and integration and everything. And so then I'm like, okay, well, maybe she won't have any questions. And she says, Mom, I like the way the brown people are dancing. And I go, oh, God. Oh, I did it. I'm like, we have to ban hairspray now because I can't handle these questions. But then I was like, this could be a good teachable moment, but mm-hmm. I don't want her to say anything awkward now in public because, you know, kids.
Right, right. No, I don't think it needs to be. I mean, I think that obviously, like, you know, you are white. I am black. I'm Uncle Miguel.
Right.
And, you know, I'm darker than everyone else in your family. And I think it's just that we have different cultures. And people and in those cultures, there are sometimes general characteristics that doesn't apply to everybody. And obviously, you're going to have to simplify this for
this
a 5-year-old.
This is what I'm saying.
Because I'm not a parent, so I don't know how to do that.
Well, neither do I.
Right. But I'm just saying that, like, just explaining that, like, people have differences and you celebrate those differences and there's nothing wrong with that.
Celebrate. Maybe that's a good word.
I think you celebrate the differences and that's fine.
And maybe just don't say brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just say Uncle Miguel's people.
Okay. All right. Oh, my God. Help.
There are differences that we celebrate, and it has to do with everything. Different colored hair.
Yep.
Different skin tones. Different eyeballs.
Eye color.
Different sizes of feet.
Tall, short.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll go with that. Good Lord.
All right, Holly. What is hot in Hollywood?
Justin Bieber reaching out to Ariana Grande on Twitter with a pretty cool message of support. I'll tell you what he said at 7 o'clock.
Hot 101.5.